Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Briti Shalom.
Yeah, page 42, first chapter. Eifa Chazit, where's the front line? It says Chazit, right? The front line. We started again, and again, and again, until we start working.
I thought we were on the front line.
Until we wake up.
האדם פשוט לא מודע לכך שאותה תאווה היא עיקר היצרה. A man is simply not aware to the fact that this type of this lust itself is the main yetzirah of a person. לכן הוא הולך סחור סחור, therefore he's going round and round. And every time he thinks that this is the yetzirah, that's the yetzirah, but it's a kol sheker. It's also, there's a main yetzirah. Once he thinks that sadness is Yetzara, so he starts fighting against the sadness to be happy. And then he thinks that eating is Yetzara, so he has to fix the eating, then the money. And he doesn't succeed to go through anything. Because he didn't fix the Yesod. לכן הוא לא יכול לתקן שום דבר. Therefore he cannot fix anything. והוא לא מצליח לבנות כלום, and he's not succeeding to build anything. כי אין לו יסוד איתן שיוכל לבנות עליו. He doesn't have a firm base so he can start building on. It's a firm foundation that he can start building on. If he doesn't have tikkun habrit, which is the yesodot, the foundation of all the good midot. רבינו הקדוש כותב בליקוטי מוהר"ן בתורה ל"ו. The Holy Rabbi writes in ליקוטי מוהר"ן in Torah 36. ששבירת כל התאוות תלויה בשבירת אותה תאווה. Now breaking all lusts is based on, it depends on breaking this specific lust. וזו לשונו, this is לשון הרבינו. ודע, ישנו, שכללות של 70 לשון שמידותיהם הרעות הללו, the generalization of the 70 languages, 70 nations basically, and all their midos, is דווקא תאוות ניוף. והוא תיקון הכללי. מי שמשבר את התאווה הזאת, if someone fixes this tiber, breaks this tiber, he merit תיקון הכללי, he can fix all tibers. אין לו בעיה. שווה, לא? רבי נחמן מברסלב. צדיק גדול. כל התאוות הן תוצאה לתאווה הקשה. All lusts are a result to this lust. אם כן, איך יגבר עליהם אם הוא עדיין נגוע את האהבה זו? And if that's so, so how is the person planning on overcoming all the tivas if he's still sick, he still has this tiva in him, כן? אבל האדם לא מודע לזה, but a person is not aware to this. הוא נלחם ונלחם ולא רואה את הסוף, and he fights and fights, doesn't see any results. אברכים שעובדים שנים רבות, באים ומתוודים לפניי שהם לא רואים שום התקדמות, אפילו נסיגים לאחור. זה אברכים, which they're working on themselves for years and years, they come and confess in front of me, Rav Aura says, that they're not seeing any progress. They're seeing that they're going back. Why is this? Because they don't understand the main work. Therefore, even though they're really working on things, yeah, they're really fighting, it's true, but they're fighting in the wrong front line. The war is in a certain place. You can't go and fight. Oh, fight there. No, the war is over here. You go fight in the war. The war is out. There's one person who takes learning Torah as the main thing and he puts all of his might into it. He doesn't see any result because every day he's transgressing all the Ten Commandments. He's transgressing Lo Tin'af, Lo Tachmod. And when he has a little test, immediately he stumbles and he falls. Another person starts working on the food and doesn't see any results. It's staying in the same place. Nothing's moving. Another person, he hears wonderful classes about loving Hashem, loving prayer. Every prayer, you can get a lot of shefa from it and everything. Everything is so beautiful. But as long as you don't fix the yesod, you can't even get close to these places. As long as a person is not holy, he simply is disconnected from holiness. Of course, that every mitzvah a person does, every learning a person does, of course, supposed to make a person kadosh, especially Ibadidut, which itself is Tikkun HaBrit. אבל כל עוד האדם לא מתרכז בעבודה על ביטול התאווה, מתוך הבנה חזקה שזה העיקר, as long as a person does not focus on working on this taiva from a deep understanding that this is the main thing I have to work on, so then if he doesn't do that, הוא לא רואה תוצאות שממש לעבודתו. He doesn't really see real results to his work. הוא מסתובב סביב אותן תאוות ומידות רעות פחות או יותר, and he's just roaming around the same type of the same bad meditations that he has round and around without seeing any real result. הדברים הכי יסודיים בחיים, the main things in life, which is Torah and Tefillah, a person cannot merit them without Tikkun HaBrit. Now, we're not even talking about singing to Hashem and thinking Hashem, that of course a person cannot merit without Tikkun HaBrit. Lo yazor klum, nothing will help. In order to begin tasting taste of life is not to drink Coca-Cola. כן, רק נהיה לפרסומת, טעם החיים Coca-Cola. לא, זה לא נכון, זה שקר. A person has to understand that he needs to להפנות את כל הכוחות, is to aim, direct all the כוח, all the power he has, all the might he has, everything he has towards, against this taiva. And all the learning Torah and doing mitzvahs should be in order to reach Kedusha. That he'll be able to victory over the Yetzer Hara against his taiva. Like Avahu told us that we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kideshanu B'mitzvotav Etzivanu. That he sanctified us. What does it sanctify? He separated us from all the bad shmutz of the world. So Avahu said that when we say Asher Kideshanu, every Birkat HaMitzvot that we say, Tefillin, Tefillin, right? We on Shabbat, Kiddush, all the brachot and mitzvot that a person does, and he should have in mind, Asher Kideshanu, that through this mitzvah I'll be separated from Pgam HaBrit. I'll be holy through this mitzvah, Kideshanu, Roshon Kedusha. Okay? And that way he's using all the Torah, all the mitzvahs that he's doing in order to be Kadosh. Then it will help him. Because what it said, it says, Chazal say, Barati Yetzara, Barati Lotra Tavlin, this Chazal that teaches that Hashem said, I created for you Yetzara, and I created Torah as the antibiotic for it. The Torah, antibiotic against the Yetzara. Okay? It's talking about this specific taiva. Okay? So that, as we see that when someone learns Torah, he has to have in mind that this Torah will help him separate from this taiva. Okay? That's what he has in mind. When he says, does a mitzvah, through this mitzvah I'll be sanctified, I'll be close to Hashem, I'll be separated from this taiva. Through my learning Torah, I will separate from this taiva, I'll be close to Hashem. To keep your mind always focused on this. When someone does a lot of Yibbaladut, at least half an hour down in Kedusha, you know, when he walks in the street, he's talking with Hashem about this. So then also when he does anything, that's where his focus is on. Ikar v'tafel, main and secondary. Ala astara sheyesh al avodah shetikun habrit v'tikun ha'yesod, and this hiddenness that there is around this work of tikun habrit, tikun ha'yesod, al kadritza kaduri zatzal, which is a real site this month, he used to say, the yetzara gives a person change, small money, in order to take from him the big money. What does that mean? It's like a person, he's a Rama, he comes over to a kid, he's holding a lot of bills. He says, what are those papers? I'll give you 5 shekels, you go, you buy yourself ice cream. Give me those papers, okay? And he gives him 5 shekels, and he takes all the papers from him. Okay? The big money is the work on the Kedusha, Shmirat HaEinayim, to get out of this taiva. Small money, it's money. It's all the other mitzvahs. The Yetzirah is willing to give a person all the Torah. All the mitzvahs. As long as he doesn't work on this main thing, which is Tikkun HaBrit. Learning Torah, Tefillah, Mitzvot, all small money. When it does not bring a person in order to work on Tikkun HaBrit. If it brings the person to work on Tikkun HaBrit, of course, it's good. It's beautiful. Klomar, Tachlit Kol HaTorah V'Avodah Hi. This means that the purpose of all the Torah and serving Hashem is in order that a person will merit to be kadosh. When a person has the main part, which is Shmirat HaBrit, then all the Torah, all the mitzvahs receive be'emet erech rav atzum. All the mitzvahs require, they have such a bigger worth. It's worth so much more. You can't even imagine how much it's worth. Each mitzvah is worth so much. But a person does not have Shmirat HaBrit, he does not keep the brit, does not work on Shmirat HaBrit, then the value of Torah mitzvahs is like small change. Because the main kesef, the main money, the big money, he lost. Okay, that's why a person has to start working on this. He deceives a person and he gives him to be machpid and machmir about this mitzvah and that mitzvah, so he feels good. I light Hanukkah candles with olive oil and I put it also on the window and also downstairs, and I all kinds of mitzvahs that he does. He brought tefillin, the straps are black from both sides, all kinds of crazy things. Okay, but regarding Shmirat HaBrit, the Yetzirah puts a person in the Lech Lishor Habibi. זה לא העיקר, זה העיקר זה קדושה באמת. He agrees or he disagrees? He agrees. What? He agrees. The president, he makes me for all these crazy things. And in the street, he walks around with his eyes open. Then the baya, walking with his eyes open. A person that doesn't know that this is the main test why he came to this world, the Yitzhah doesn't bother him with serving Hashem in any other way. It doesn't bother him. But when a person starts working on this, why? Then the Yitzhah will cause the problems in all kinds of ways to make you work on other things. Like I said this before, a few days ago. And someone starts working at Tikkun HaBrit, and the Yitzhah comes and causes the problems in this, and problems in that. Suddenly he wants to work on everything else besides Tikkun HaBrit. But when a person is not working on Tikkun HaBrit, yeah, everything goes smooth, he feels like he's doing everything. Everything's good. When he starts working, chaval al hazman.
It's like we were talking about yesterday, you know, as long as he's studying it, it's alright when he starts doing it.
Then he comes, chaval al hazman. This is the main thing of a Jew. A man is tikkun habrit, tusha, and a woman is tzniut. That's the main thing. And people are very good, they're big chesed, and beautiful things. But they should know that the main thing of a Jew in the world is tusha. A man is tikkun habrit, and a woman is, the more tzanuah she is, the closer she is to one of the gedolim said, remember what it was, what a woman could achieve, what a man could achieve through learning the whole Torah all day, all night, a woman could achieve just by wearing tzanuah clothing. It's a big nisayon for the women. Not to show their figure, not to show who they are. It's we don't understand this because we who cares? We don't care how we look so much. Okay. But for a woman, it's very important how she looks. But that's their test. That's the main test of a woman is by the tzniut. It's not only by how you dress, by how you talk, by how you act, but especially by how you dress. It's a test, it's a big test for the women. They don't understand our test of what's wrong looking at women. You know, they look at women all the time, they have no desires. What happened? Why? They look at men, also have no desires. Oh, we're crazy. That's our work, that's their work. By the way, it's so disgusting when they, if someone's trying to get you to sign up to something or to do a kitzur, to become part of the company or whatever, I don't know, something. Their services, yeah. They'll have a man talking. If it's a woman customer, they'll have a man talking to her. If it's a lady customer, they'll have a woman calling. If it's a man customer, they'll have a woman calling him. Because they know that works. Taiva is very strong, even by the voice. A man talks to a woman different than he talks to a man. And a woman talks different than a man than he talks to a woman.
Okay. You know, I never thought about that.
That's how it is.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
They know it. You hear the shiur of Yosef Dan?
No.
You hear what Yosef Dan's shiur?
It's still beyond tonight.
What does he say? Good stuff?
It's incredible.
He talks about Afatza. He said stories from Denmark or wherever he was now recently.
Germany.
Germany. Spoke about Denmark, Copenhagen?
Mostly Germany.
Oh, you mean the
one who taught here today at 12.
Oh, yeah.
Instead
yeah,
of 12.
Yeah, yeah, I was here.
He's a very special person.
He had a lot of good stories.
He'll be up tonight.
I went with him also around a lot of these places. Been to many places.
He gave out his numbers for Ishirax.
Yeah, yeah, he's big
so
on that.
So I'll give my girls the number.
So, the Seder, that will be that for today.